We should now consider the robot stability problem where the perturbation is structured. We assume that we have a nominal interconnection matrix G, which is stable transfer matrix, and delta is the block structured perturbation. We are interested in the following question. I want to see how large delta, in the sense of H infinity normal force, how large delta can be without actually destabilizing the feedback system. Now we can start this analysis by looking at the closed loop poles of this feedback system. Since G, we assume G and delta are both stable, then the closed loop poles of this feedback system is of course is given by the zeros of determinant of identity minus GS and delta S. So the feedback system will be unstable if the determinant of identity minus GS delta S equals zero for some S in the closed right half plane. We can see that if we assume that the size of the H infinity knob of delta is sufficiently small, let's say we start with the size of delta as norm less than alpha, for sufficiently small alpha, then we can see that the closed loop system will be stable because we know that when delta equals alpha equals zero, which means delta equals zero, then the closed loop system is stable because G is stable. So if we're increasing alpha a little bit, then for sufficient small alpha, of course the closed loop system will still be stable. Now we're going to increase the alpha, keep increasing, and I want to see when at certain point the closed loop system will be unstable for some alpha. And of course the largest possible alpha so that the stability is maintained is called is our robust stability margin. So we are now interested in to compute the largest alpha such that the closed loop system is maintained to be stable. And we should do that by invoking the structure single value analysis.